So why does Kew Garden Hills have the best Erev in the entire world? That's the question. So to recap again, if there's 600,000 people, then you cannot make an Erev based on poles, based on telephone poles. You really need to have doors, we said, according to almost everyone, all poskim. And therefore, the question is, you can't really have a neighborhood which has a good Erev if there are 600,000 people. And the question we've been dealing with is, how do you define 600,000? And the final upshot of all the Shiurim war is that, at least according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, if there are 600,000 people traversing on a street, that street becomes Rishus HaRabim, and therefore no Erev on that street unless you have really doors by the street, which none of our streets have. Also, if there are 600,000 people in a city, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, in houses and in passing by and coming into the city, so then boom, it's a Rishus HaRabim. Rav Moshe said, how do you figure out if a city has 600,000 people entering? So we said we assume it's about five times as much, so about 3 million people. So the test case is to see if you can make an Erev with telephone poles, is to see, are there 3 million people in the city? So far, so good. Now we got to do math. So if you Google Brooklyn, you'll get a Wikipedia page, and you'll get the stat, and at least in 2017, Brooklyn, what was the size of Brooklyn? Let's say one more fact. How do we determine the area for the 600,000 people? So we said it's about 12 mil by 12 mil, which is about 8.5 feet times 8.5 feet. Who's the math? 8.5 miles. What's the square miles of 8.5 times 8.5? Someone do the math. No, 72, I think it is, right? So about 72, give or take. No, so you say 8.5?
72.25.
Okay, so let's say 72. It's too confusing for me. 72 miles. Guess how big Brooklyn is, according to Wikipedia? 70 square miles. So it's perfect. So we have Brooklyn is the area. So we have to see how many people are in Brooklyn. According to Google, how many people live in Brooklyn right now? Yeah, want to guess?
More than 600,000.
No, but we said you need to... We said you need 3 million to make it that there are 600,000 people for sure walking through every day. How many people in Brooklyn? 2.6 million people live in Brooklyn. Now, that does not include, what does that not include? Illegal immigrants. We're staying far away from that topic, but practically, there are illegal immigrants who are not included in the census. Number one. What else does it not include?
People that come to work every day.
But, how many people come into Brooklyn versus people leaving Brooklyn? According to the recent stats, I think about 200-something thousand people come into Brooklyn, but about 400,000 people leave.
I'm not
a census taker. I'm just reading to you what I found from Google. This is what I'm reading to you. Now, people come to the beaches a lot, also in Coney Island as well. Yes, so you have influx of visitors like that. So there's about 3 million people. So definitely we're in the realm of, if you count all of Brooklyn, maybe it counts as Rosh Hashanah. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein in 1978 in a tshuva to, who's a tshuva to? No, first we'll do Flatbush. Who is the tshuva to? To Rabbi Sharfman, who was my father's Rav in Young Israel of Flatbush, or one of the Young Israels in Flatbush, and also to Rabbi Max Schreier, Shlita, Ibadon Lechaim Tovim, who is my brother's now grandfather. And so Rabbi Max Schreier was one of the heads of the Vad of Flatbush, and in a tshuva to these Rabbanim, he writes, and I believe there's another one, Rabbi Yisrael Polya, which I believe is Rabbi Milton Polin, and he writes, 1978, the Flatbush is considered a Rishus HaRabim, which therefore means you can't have an Erev. Why? Because he says if you take the 12 by 12 mil, which is 8 by 8, which is all of Brooklyn, right? Take all of Brooklyn. He says there is 600,000 people because there's 3 million people in Brooklyn. How does he prove that? He says, I don't count people, says Rav Moshe, but in the Midbar, they were all in that area, you know, tent next to tent. Brooklyn has all these skyscrapers. There's 400 people in a little area that in the Midbar there was only one person. So therefore, right, if you have one tent with five people in the Midbar, but now that area is a skyscraper, is an apartment building which has 400 families, says Rav Moshe, there must be way over 3 million people, as Zoy Zok Rav Moshe in 1978. In 1979, they came back to Rav Moshe and said, it's not true. Hello? There's just not 3 million people in Brooklyn. So Rav Moshe said, well, look, since it's considered a big city, you know the difference between 2.5 and 3.1? No, who knows the difference? Says Rav Moshe, any time that it's close to 3 million, it sounds like, or it's considered a big city, which there could be 3 million, the fact that there's only 2.5 or 2.3 doesn't make a difference, says Rav Moshe, and therefore people are going to get confused if you allow an Erev in Brooklyn, you allow an Erev in other places which definitely have 3 million, and therefore, says Rav Moshe, no Erev in Brooklyn, according to Rav Moshe's opinion. Now, it gets more confusing. Because in 1981, Mem Aleph is 81, no? Mem Aleph was 81, Tav Shemam. 1981, he writes a tshuva where he says that guess what? He says, even if you split up Flatbush and Borough Park, in each one, there is 600,000. Even if you just made Nair in Flatbush or just made Nair in Borough Park, you would have kol echad b'fnei atzmo rishasarabim desamach ribua. You have 600,000 people. How many people are in Borough Park now? No? I think 100 plus thousand people. How many people are in Flatbush? I think it's 200,000, just Googling it. So that's way less than 3 million. It's even less than 600,000. I don't know what Rav Moshe is saying. I just don't understand exactly. Rav Moshe seems to be saying that there's no Erev in Brooklyn. No? Pretty clear. Okay, you with me so far? That is the. So now the billion-dollar question is, so what about Kew Garden Hills? In 1974, before he wrote these tshuvas, Rav Moshe addressed Harav Peretz Steinberg Shlita in an 8-line tshuva, which is really, really, really very, very, very succinct. He writes, he says, what about the Erev that they're making in Kew Garden Hills? This is Tes Nisan Tav Shin Lamed Daled, 1974. He writes, there's no highway included in the Erev. All the Rabbanim agreed to the Erev. They're going to check the Erev all every week. He says, Hine neni roe bezeto eles gedola. I see a very important need, the hatzola mi michsho b'shogi b'meza, to prevent people from carrying. He says, you can should have an Erev. But what about the fact that there's going to be 600,000? How many people are in Queens? No? Google, how many people are in all of Queens? 2.2. I wrote it down here, 2.35. Pretty close, right? Plus people come into Queens, come out of Queens. Yeah.
What,
true Queens, new? So that should be the same problem as Brooklyn. So what's he going to do? Get the problem here. This is mind-boggling. Flatbush and Borough Park, he said, get included in Brooklyn, right? That's how he said you can't have an Erev in Flatbush and Brooklyn. Kew Garden Hills should be included in Queens. Should have 3 million people. Should be no Erev. Says Rav Moshe, listen to these two lines. The Ain Dol Meklal in New York. It's not comparable to Manhattan. Rav Aaron Kover didn't want to said that Manhattan could not have an Erev. But what about Kew Garden Hills? He says, Ki New York, Manhattan, is an Ir Gedola Ma'od. Manhattan is a big city. Fine. Avo Kew Garden Hills, here's the one-liner. Kew Garden Hills, one word, line of Rav Moshe, makes our Erev the best Erev in the whole entire world. He Kitana in Yonim Elu. Kew Garden Hills is small for these issues. In other words, it sounds like Kew Garden Hills is a separate neighborhood within Queens. And therefore, we don't get calculated with all of Queens. So there could be 5 million people in all of Queens. There could be 10 million people in Queens. Who cares? Kew Garden Hills gets judged separately.
Brooklyn should be the same. And Borough Park should be a separate...
End of the tshuva. So they all started crying to him, Nachum. In 19, and it doesn't say the end of the Igros Moshe, there's a Hosafa. He says, oh, what about Brooklyn? What about Brooklyn? What about Brooklyn? And he says, it's not Dome. He says, Brooklyn has 600,000, but Kew Garden Hills is a separate Ir Katana, and there's no problems that people are going to get confused that if we allow an Erev in Kew Garden Hills, you're going to allow an Erev in a big place. You're comfortable with this tshuva? No. Who wants to say they're comfortable? It's Rav Moshe. Who's going to say they're not comfortable with the tshuva? So Menashe Klein said he was not comfortable with the tshuva. The Ungver Rebbe, who is the staunch supporter of the Erev in Flatbush, says, I don't understand at all what Rav Moshe is talking about. Listen to this line. He says, I don't get it. He says, Kew Garden Hills is worse than Brooklyn. Queens is worse than Brooklyn. Why? Kew Garden Hills, why? What's the problem? Why is Queens worse than Brooklyn? No?
They have
They've been saying that for years.
Why is Queens worse than Brooklyn? People-wise, why is Queens worse than Brooklyn? No, come on. Why is Queens... What do we have that Brooklyn doesn't have? No, what do we have? What does Queens have that Brooklyn doesn't have?
All the rabbis that agree with you.
No, not rabbis. I want somebody else. We'll get to the rabbis in a second.
Airport.
We're worse. We have millions of people coming in and out, says Menashe Klein. Menashe Klein says, Queens, if anything, has way more than 3 million people. We have LaGuardia's and Kennedy. I don't know if Kennedy's in where Kennedy's officially. He says Kennedy, but he means LaGuardia. Or if so, definitely LaGuardia's within Queens. You've got problems. Says Rav Moshe, says Rav Menashe Klein, how could Rav Moshe be Mako? 5765 was when? 14 years ago? What year is that in English? 2005, right? They published a pamphlet, 100-page pamphlet in English in Brooklyn called The Community Erev, saying why the Erev in Brooklyn should be followed. It was published by the Vad Latikune Erev of Flatbush. Yeah? Who signed it? So every one of your chevronach. All the Chassidish Rabbanim. All the Chassidish Rabbanim. Yeah? But listen to this. Everyone. Oh, they all. A line of 100 signatories of all the Chassidish Rabbanim. And I believe the Ungva Rebbe was, I don't know if he was still alive at that point, but he was based on him. Rav Hershkovitz. Rav Hershkovitz was one of the official. Hershkovitz was one of the, from Samra, I believe, was one of the main signatories. Listen to this. Like this. I'll read it to you. He says, Rav Moshe maintained that an Erev of Tzuras HaPesach was not permissible in Borough Park and Flatbush, since he was led to believe that each neighbor individually contained a population in excess of Shishim Rabui. I read you that line. Remember, if Moshe said, even if you just took Flatbush by itself, there's more than 600,000 people. He says, that's a mistake. He quotes all these figures. They're just wrong, he says. Why is it any different than Kew Garden Hills? And they attack Kew Garden Hills. They say, if Rav Moshe would allow Kew Garden Hills as Erev, why wouldn't Rav Moshe let Flatbush as Erev? And he says, it's a mistake, he says. Then he says, there are many similarities between Brooklyn and Queens. All the arguments why an Erev cannot be erected in Brooklyn can be said of Queens as well. So he says, there are people who want to rationalize, like I was reading to you, why Rav Moshe allowed an Erev to be erected in Queens. Listen to this line. Some people claim that Kew Garden Hills is considered a suburb of Queens, while others allege that Queens was not incorporated into the city as a whole unit, but rather as a set of disparate neighborhoods. Therefore, they argue, the population of Queens is considered divided, and each neighborhood is independent of the other, as opposed to Flatbush is part of the greater Brooklyn community. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Why?
Because when you write it on an envelope, no matter where you live in Brooklyn, you have to write Brooklyn.
Interesting. Fascinating.
No meaning whatsoever.
Fascinating. I did not see anyone say that, but this is what they want to argue. Says this community, it's a good aura. Says the community Erev, that's a great research point. Says this book, the community Erev, he says, this assumption is incorrect. Rav Moshe never claimed that Kew Gardens was a separate entity, only that it was a small neighborhood in Queens. He says, additionally, Kew Garden Hills is part of Queens, just as Borough Park and Flatbush are part of Brooklyn, as can be seen on any map, and he shows you a map in Appendix 7. Every neighborhood in Queens is built up of the adjoining neighborhood and forms one contiguous borough, just as all neighborhoods do in Brooklyn. Why did Rav Moshe allow an Erev in Queens and oppose it in Brooklyn, he says. So he says, you know why? And he comes with a huge chiddush and we'll end with this. He says, because the Erev in Queens only encompassed Kew Garden Hills. But the Erev in Brooklyn, they wanted to put it around the whole Brooklyn. But he says, if Rav Moshe would have been told that there was just going to be an Erev around Flatbush, he would have allowed it the same way as Kew Garden Hills. That's not the Rav Moshe's that we read. I didn't read that in Rav Moshe, but this is what the community Erev wants to claim, and they bring a whole slew of poskim. They also say, wait, one more thing, I wanted to end, just because I'm running out of my time, then we'll talk afterwards. But 1 second, the last point he says, also very good, which is the beauty of this neighborhood. I'll pump it up, because this is, I'm not commenting on other neighborhoods, but a beauty about this neighborhood is that, he said, all the Rabbanim agreed. All the Rabbanim in Kew Garden Hills agreed, and that's a mile of Kew Garden Hills. Our Erev is good. He says, you know, he doesn't like that. They don't like this in this community Erev, because they say, oh no, that's not the reason why Rav Moshe was Mako. But if you look at his tshuva, Rav Moshe said, because it was Baskamas Kol Rabbanim, because all the Rabbanim agreed, and it's a lesson for us. We should be proud of it that our neighborhood has the best Erev, partly because all the Rabbanim agreed, and we should therefore carry on Shabbos.